TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
3-2-1 cock.
Is it rain?
Yeah, it was. Apparently, it was rain. It was sprinkling a little bit as I was on my way here, and my wife said she was at. She was picking up something at the store, and she said it was dumping down rain.
Dumping.
Like, but she was further up the.
Like shitstorm of rain.
Further up north. It was yes. It was like feces of rain. It was raining down on her. Oh wait, that's kind of redundant.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TanCast.
In this week's special mini-episode, Noah and I wander around downtown Redwood City while reviewing Chris Rock's new movie, Top 5. And when you hear this sound, that's just background noise. There's no links this week. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
It's Tim.
Noah.
We just got finished seeing Top 5, starring Chris Rock, written by Chris Rock and directed by Chris Rock.
Not one of my top five movies.
Is it even one of your top five Chris Rock movies?
Oh, that's a good question. So I'd have to think. I mean, New Jack City would be on there. Dogma would be on there.
Yes.
But I'm blanking on what else he's done.
I'm a throw in Lethal Weapon 4. I know not a lot of people like that one. Okay. I really like that one.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, those Madagascar movies, I wouldn't say any of those are my favorite.
Nah. I've never even seen them.
Jerry Seinfeld's Comedian. I think he was in that briefly.
What was that movie about?
Jerry Seinfeld's Comedian?
I know, I'm sure I've seen it.
It was a documentary about... I thought you saw it with me, actually.
I might have. I just blanked on what it was about.
It was a documentary about Jerry Seinfeld finding a new act. Or, that? Like, you know, he'd thrown away his old material. He was going to the clubs and building a new act up.
Okay.
It's amusing. I own it.
Cold, by the way.
It's colder than a witch's tit, and witch's titties are notoriously cold.
So cold.
I'd be like, damn, girl.
Your titties cold.
You a witch or some shit.
What if some random drunk girl will walk up to us this time?
I'm going to guess not. It's like 4:30 in the afternoon on Christmas Eve.
I was coming home on like in the middle of the afternoon, like, and there was this couple just stumbling. I'm like, fuck, that is way early to be this fucked up.
Was it a drug, like St. Patrick's Day?
No,
Cinco de Mayo?
I think it was a special occasion. It was just a couple days ago.
It was Thursday.
It's almost Christmas.
Sometimes people get lonely around Christmas.
It was, but they're a couple.
Oh,
what?
I farted. Oh, yeah.
I thought you thought a hot chick. So
I would hope I don't make the same noise when I fart and when I see a hot chick.
Oh,
that would explain why. Where are we going?
Look, I don't know. Where are we going?
I was following you.
Oh, I was following you.
I thought you were headed to the train station.
No, train station this way.
That's why I was wondering. I'm like, he's taking the long fucking way.
All right, so top five. You know, it's the best Chris Rock movie that he's directed and written so far.
Didn't he do... Oh, CB4 is... Well, I wouldn't say that's a good movie, but it has a funny line in it.
I mean, so... I like the premise. I wish they kind of stuck to... I felt like they tried to do too much, to cover too much ground in such a short movie.
Uh-huh.
Like, I like the idea of just them just walking around, like, having a conversation. Like, to me, I thought it'd be more like After the Sunset, where they're just kind of, like, spending time together, having a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of went beyond that.
Yeah.
Those
people are parked in not a parking space, but there is a parking space right here.
That's okay.
But that is their problem, not mine.
They're white people.
They're gonna get away with it because they're goddamn whitey. Jesus Christ!
Cops aren't gonna shoot them.
I think I saw Dorothy's house fly by a second ago.
A twister.
Holy mother of penises! A cow and Helen Hunt. Indistinguishable. Burn!
Come on.
I know there's nothing cow-like about Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt's fatter.
Oh.
No, she's not.
Yeah, not at all. Not there's anything wrong with being fat.
Not at all. It's a beautiful thing. Keeps you warm in winter.
I could use some fat right now, in fact.
So what did Tim think?
I enjoyed it. There were some genuine laughs in that thing.
Oh, some funny lines for sure.
But I do feel like it was very unfocused. And like I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to be. I don't know what the through line is of this movie. And the top five
Oh,
device.
Yeah, part, part.
It
yeah,
just seems not, so shoehorned in and not a, like about anything.
Like I think it would be better if like they, when they're talking, they would be like, "Oh, what's your top five? This. What's your top five? That." Like instead of just like, "Oh," and you didn't get to the top five part until like maybe halfway.
Yeah.
Into the movie.
At like, one point, Noah turns to me. He's like, "What the fuck does this have to do with top five?" And I had forgotten. Like I'd seen it in the trailer, and I could. I'm like, I don't know. Uh-oh.
That'll be another one.
No. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, definitely uneven, unfocused, and like, I mean, Chris Rock is just such a kind of an unlikable character.
Yeah.
He's just kind of an asshole.
He is a douchebag.
And there's like a whole, well, spoilers.
Here it comes. There's Steve Carell yelling at you.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
There's that whole thing where it seemed like he had cheated on...
Oh. Oh, is that...
I figured I probably not want to go toward the next train station. It's like... Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, all right.
Like, it seemed like he cheated on his wife, or his soon-to-be wife, and they never, like, even addressed that, like, or came back to it. There's that one little line, she's like, could have told me you were married when they
oh,
had the junket.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, like, that's kind of random. Like, maybe they're just setting up the fact, like, that he'd make out with Rosario Dawson later. I love Rosario Dawson, by the way. I would marry her.
Is that your politically correct way of saying you'd fuck her?
yeah, but not before we got married.
Oh, because he's a good Christian. Seinfeld, fun, very funny in the movie.
Yeah, there's a cameo by DMX that's hilarious.
That is also funny. Brian Regan.
Oh, Brian Regan, funny. I would like to see more of him.
Yeah, I was hoping there would be. I'm like, maybe he joins their merry band through the rest of the movie. He doesn't.
And there's like a twist that just like really like all right, like it didn't really. I don't think it added anything to the movie. Like there's a couple things that I felt like they're trying to set up to make the movie progress, but I felt like just sloppy. Like they could have gotten to the same point without.
Oh right, yeah.
Without those two things, so I'm just like, it's a nice start. Could have done better, but, you know, like, yeah.
And it does that thing I hate when it's like, movie's over, but the story threads aren't really wrapped up yet. Maybe you kind of get a sense of what they're doing, but not really. Like, there's a lot of loose threads hanging on. They're like, fuck it, you figure it out. Thanks for your $10.
Well, I always think about that. Like, I think that was supposed to be, like, hopeful. Like oh, you know what's going to happen next. It's going to be happily ever after.
Yeah, but what about the reality show chick?
I mean, like the guy said, like, oh, she'll be all right. Like, I think that was, like, kind of the way of saying, like, you know, don't worry about her. She's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's still no.
I know what you're saying. Like,
but plus, like, spoilers again.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Like, they were like, we're gonna spin you on your own. Like, you're going to be on your own about that whole drunken escapade. Like, if you get married, then we're going to say it's all part of the show. If you don't, we're gonna, you know, you're gonna cut you loose and you're gonna be on your own. So, like, what is gonna happen? What is gonna be the blowback from that drunken escapade?
I mean, I think, like, with anybody black with celebrity, like, you know, people talk about it and then, like, oh, then it's just gonna pass. I mean, I feel like in the grand scheme of
good
things,
point.
It's just like he didn't really hurt anyone else, like, you know, destroyed some property, but I think it'll just blow over, you know.
Blow.
Wait, what is that thing?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Look at the fucking fences are blowing around. Every time we come to the library, my son loves to see this fucking building. And trains go by. And he often asks if you're on one. Is that where Noah lives? I'm like, no, he doesn't live at the train station. He's not homeless.
That's so hilarious. Like, I just find it so funny that he talks about me so much when I'm not around. And then when I see him, it's just like...
Nah, he's super shy, I don't tell you.
I'm into you.
You gotta stick around for a couple hours, then he'll be all up in your business.
Well, hey, back off, man.
That's too much business.
Too much.
Ooh, I think I might have to take a popcorn shit soon.
Oh, wait, what's a popcorn shit?
When I eat popcorn, I have to take a shit.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it goes through me. No, not you?
No.
Oh. It's horrible.
Drinking does it to me, but...
Drinking like alcohol?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Terrible shit the next day.
Oh, it's not even the next day. It's gonna probably,
oh, yeah.
Probably be on the way home. I'll just probably take a shit in my car. Fortunately, I got some diapers in the back. I'll be all set.
Oh, did they fit you?
No.
Okay.
They're for James.
Oh, nice car, by the way. That was a good picture.
Which one?
The Christmas card, James being held.
I was at the hospital 2 days after
he
was born.
Who took that picture?
They had sent a person around to the hospital to, like, take pictures, and then if you guys could see the face Noah was making, he's like really interested, but not at all really interested.
I'm kind of interested.
It's like if Jim Carrey was interested.
I didn't know they did that. Like I guess they did, because there's like a picture of me when I was born. But it wasn't like that all stylized, just like me and like...
Well, like, she came over and like... Because I don't remember this happening for Michael. Maybe we just said, fuck no, get out of here. we were tired. But so like they took like a sheet and they draped it over the chair that I had been sleeping in. And then she like...
She set up like a whole little photo studio.
And then she's like, okay, hold your hand like this. And I'm going to put James on there. And then like she did a couple other pictures. And then they went away. They came back like 5 minutes later with this computer laptop. She pressed a button, and it was this musical presentation, like a song, and doing like a slideshow of all the pictures she just took. And of course, my wife is, you know, just hormonal and living up. And so, like, she's crying, like.
And that'd be $1,000. She's like, yes! Yep. What are you, sorry.
But that was me. I was like, no. She's like, I want that one. I'm like, I want all of them on a CD with that video now. Yeah. We get him home, we look at him, except for that one on that. I'm like, these kind of suck. He looks stoned. Because he doesn't. He's 2 days old, he doesn't know what the fuck's going on. He's like, huh? Like, if I could give the pictures of my newborn like an inner monologue there,
what's going on?
What the fuck?
Where am I?
I'm a baby.
I was in a nice warm place. Now I don't know what's going on.
Why are you taking a picture?
Why do I sound like this?
That's what all babies sound like.
That whole baby's inner monologue.
Yeah.
Something wet in my pants. I'm expressing myself, nigger.
Good times.
But yeah, that's a good picture. I like it.
Oh, picture. Oh, yeah, thank you.
How much was it? Do you remember?
100 something.
Oh, get that, man. They really like, that's when y'all jacked up and like pumped and had the baby. Just like, let's get it now.
Yeah, celebrate all this shit. And I was like, it's okay, because then I can order all the pictures. Like, if I get the CD, like, we were just going to get like a couple copies. I was like, no, if we get the CD, we can print out all the pictures you want. I'm like, we're not going to print. Like, once I get it home, I'm like, we're not going to print this many pictures out. And like, we made our calendars, and I was like, oh, that'll be a perfect place to use. Because we make a calendar every year of Michael, so obviously this year Michael and James. I was like, and I didn't use one picture from that CD in the calendar, and I didn't think about it until I got him. I was like, oh fuck, that'd have been a really good time to use him.
Oh well.
So from now on, whenever you get any sort of printed materials from me, one of those pictures is going to be in there somewhere, just so I can justify the cost. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Remember when James was born?
Hey, you know what? Happy retirement. Remember when James was born?
You can bet that shit's going to be at his wedding. I got our...
Oh, man. I'm sorry about my buddy Noah passed away, but look at this picture of my baby James that was born like 30 years ago. 30 years ago. Is he adorable?
If it's a time of death, we still think about new life. This life was new like 40 years ago. And I got the CD.
I paid $100 for this fucking CD. Fuck, you can see all these pictures.
Here it is in black and white. Here it is in sepia tone.
I put a mosaic filter on this one.
This one's got posterized edges. Yeah.
All right, tilt shifted this one. It looks a little miniature.
This one looks like it's a stamp. This one I put lens flare in it. I call this James Abrams.
Lens flare come behind his head. And add the Enterprise, you know, just for effect.
Anyway, what I'm saying is I miss Noah.
So top five, I'd say you can wait for DVD if you're gonna see it. I would give it a...
I just want to make sure we're still...
A C, B minus? Yeah. I was going to give it a letter rating.
I'll give it a B minus. I'll throw that in there.
You okay?
That hurt. Jesus. I thought I had something else interesting to say about top five, but I don't.
Maybe about the cameos, the story. I mean, so... Oh, so I listened to some reviews about it. couple things they brought up is like, well, they didn't like kind of where it went later on, and a couple people felt like it was homophobic. The whole spoilers.
No God. No God. Please no. 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 No.
The whole thing where, you know, her boyfriend liked a finger in his butt, and therefore he turned out to be gay. Like, but he, you know, I was interviewed by Chris Rock. He said, like, I've known, like, things that happened, like, to people I know, that this has happened to people I know. So that was his, like, justification of, like, why he put it in the movie.
Yeah, it's not like I just came up with this out of, like, oh, if you like the, if it's, you know, based on a story or whatever. I didn't think it was homophobic, necessarily.
I mean, I do think, for some reason, those flashback scenes seem very over the top. Like, the present scenes seem kind of, like, mellow and even, like, and like the flashback stuff just seemed like way over top. Like, he was just like,
I think they were trying to say how crazy his life was as a drunk, and that's why it was over the top.
Okay.
But yeah, I agree. The like, it was kind of jarring how, like, is this you?
That'd be another one coming. I think 450 something.
Okay.
Like the one, don't worry about it.
But yeah, like, how graphic the three-way scene was. I'm like, man, we are seeing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So, maybe that's where they feel like the homophobia came from, because they just made it seem, like, so over the top. Like, oh, I just wanted the butt all the time, as opposed to, like, oh, this is this thing I like, and now I turn out to be gay. Like, mm-hmm. So.
I mean, Spider-Man better stop that shit.
Mom. When I'm sitting at the train station and those trains go by, every time it scares the shit out of me. Like this good shit, but I'm always like kind of like, oh, this one doesn't come off the fucking track to hit me. Like, I didn't know it's not, but it's just like coming so fast, you're so close, you're like, oh, it's windy and shit.
Oh, the last time you got on the train and I was here, I ran alongside, you didn't look.
I know, I was not paying attention.
You son of a bitch. Just, the person behind you was like, why is that crazy guy?
You should just hopped on.
That would have been awesome. Spider-Man.
And then the next stop, just, come in, hey, Noah. I'm like, oh, shit. You got me, buddy. You got me. That was a good one. How you gonna get home? All right, so remember, what should you not never trust this time of year?
Well, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Almost New Year's is also coming up. No. Never trust Noah and Tim not to make stupid gay jokes at the movie theater.
Wait, we some stupid gay jokes?
About each other, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like when we're irritating the cashiers.
Yeah, that's what. Never trust Tim and Noah to not be idiots in public.
This week, you're doing it like Jerry Seinfeld making it rain at a strip club.
That was pretty ridiculous, too. Oh, now I'm sound was there. Yep. All right. Have a week. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Keep fucking that chicken.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to Tancast. If you like this show, please write us up a positive review in iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast through Stitcher, Tancast is available there now as well. As always, you can leave us a comment at our official website, Tancast.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter feed, at Tancast, or our Facebook fan page, or our official Tancast store at Zazzle.com/Tancast. If you want to send us an individual email, our emails are Tim@Tancast.com, Andy@Tancast.com, or Noah@Tancast.com. If you want to send us all an email at once or send in some jokes for Tancast, you can send those to fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com. Special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and special thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast album art. All right, that's enough of my jibber-jabber for 1 week, and remember, if he's not wearing red underwear on the outside, it's not fucking Superman. Tancast.
All right, we are here at the Cinemark Theaters. And Noah is playing the video game Terminator Salvation. How you feel, Noah?
Feel good. Feeling pumped. Express myself, nigger.
All right. Showing him how to work his gun.
Fearless. Relentless. Killing machines.
We're watching an exquisite cutscene.
It's what we become.
Looks better than a new movie.
Boom! Suck it.
But this is not the end.
Look at that fire.
At some point, he's going to actually get to be able to play this game.
But not yet.
That fucking cutscene was totally worth it. Mission objectives: infiltrate airplanes, find the control center, liberate humans, destroy the machines! That part's in bold!
It's a little Terminator head next to it.
Chapter 1, Hornet's Nest!
Oh, they're gonna sting me.
He has shot one Terminator. The Terminator's still alive. He has shot him. Oh, no one's taking fire. The Terminators are still there.
Damn.
No, he needs to reload. He has killed two Terminators.
Connor, take some map and locate the control center.
He is taking more fire. He's down another Terminator. Looks like there's a fuckload of Terminators that he can't shoot at. There's flying things. He's taking a hit from one of the flying things. Killed the other one. More flying things. He got one. Got two. Oh, that's gonna hurt.
Stinks a little bit.
He got himself a grenade. Oh. He's killing hella motherfucking Terminators. There's a missile. Oh, he got hit with a missile.
Yeah.
There's another missile coming in. Oh, and that killed him. No, oh, a missile. It's one of those missiles you can just shake off and keep walking, though.
We're not saving it for another raid.
Oh, ow. They're shooting him in the face. Good thing these Terminators take their turn shooting Noah, because there's two. Holy shit, missiles! Oh, missiles! Missiles landing! Death! Yet somehow not. He's got 31 kills so far. Whoa, a car just exploded, and pieces of the car. So he had to shoot the pieces of the car before they hit him, because that's how physics works. Oh, and that's the end. 38 kills. Noah, when did you feel Judgment Day slipping away from you?
When that started.
Do you think there'll be a rematch?
Not for a dollar. The world could just go to hell for a dollar.
There you have it. The Terminators, once again, champions of humanity.
Because Noah's too cheap.